Come stay and play at Live Casino and Hotel. Welcome to one of the biggest casinos in the country with luxurious clean rooms, upscale dining, and the grandest payouts. Now offering stay and play and all-in packages, including $50 free slot play, VIP parking, VIP casino access, and more. Book now at livecasino.com or call 443-445-2929. At Arundel Mills, must be 21, please play responsibly. For help, visit mdgambling.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
And welcome to the Resilient Pathway to Happy Work and Life. My name is Alexia Georgiou. I am a life coach. Every podcast, we share a resilience building activity. This is incremental in helping us develop healthy habits. Please like, share, and subscribe. Hello and welcome to episode 12, The Forgiveness Mindset. We are studying the 15 mental toughness building mindsets in Dr. Caroline Leaf's book, Think, Learn, Succeed. Dr. Leaf is a neuroscientist and she has watched the brain rewire as people have applied these 15 mindsets. So today's really important. Forgiveness is key to success. Please like, share, and subscribe. This is Alexia Georgiou with theresilientpathway.com. You can reach me at alexia@theresilientpathway.com. That's alexia@theresilientpathway.com. Hello and welcome to the Resilient Pathway, episode 13, The Forgiveness Mindset. Forgiveness is incredibly good for your health. That is a scientific fact. Research shows that forgiveness and love are good for our mind, brain, and body health. If you have one takeaway from today, that's what it is that forgiveness is good for my health. Just repeat that after me. Forgiveness is good for my health. There's always motivation for what we do. Why should I forgive? Why should I practice this mindset? Why is it important? That's why it's important, because health is important. If you've ever been sick, you don't feel good. And if you've ever had a chronic illness, that's even more interrupting of our life. So it's really important to have mental health, physical health, spiritual health. Adopting a forgiveness mindset is a choice, an act of our free will. And again, it has extreme health benefits. Forgiving helps us release those toxic thoughts that we talk about, the anger, resentment, bitterness, shame, the grief, regret, guilt, the hate. And so just imagine that you're tangled up by those things, and then by forgiving, it just untangles. Have you ever had the hose in the front yard get tangled up? I do not know how that happens. So it just gets all tangled up, and it takes me a while to untangle it. And I'm like, how did I ever create this? And so that's what it's like. It may take a while to get untangled, and it's a process. Because remember, these mindsets take 63 days to form a habit when we're consistently applying. And we're applying them daily. It may be in 1-minute increments consistently, like reps. When you go to the gym and you're building muscle, you don't just lift that goal weight. You start small, incremental, with lots of reps. Every day or every few days, because you have to give muscles time to rest. Well, we don't need to give our brain time to rest when it comes to a 1-minute exercise that we're practicing every day, that we're very mindful and grounded in today I'm forgiving, and this is what I'm forgiving. And as we practice all the mindsets that we've talked about, you know, we're redirecting. Remember, we're hitting those toxic thoughts out of the ballpark every time they come into our mind. It's very important with forgiveness, because especially if something's been entangled and ingrained and grounded in our mind for a long time, it's going to take a lot of determination on our part and consistency to knock those toxic thoughts out of the ballpark every time they come into our mind. There was a forgiveness study carried out by researchers at the University of Wisconsin, and they found that people who develop an ability to forgive have greater control over their emotions, are significantly less angry, upset, hurt, and much healthier. It's easier to move forward into a purposeful future when you have truly forgiven. All of us seek meaning and purpose in our lives. And doing what we love is success, because when we do what we love, we are happy. And happiness is success. And so we definitely want to move forward into that. And the one thing that can hold us back is unforgiveness. If you are like me, you have struggled with this. It's not the easiest thing to do when someone has really harmed you. It's especially difficult to do when you're in a situation and there's harm being done to you, whether psychological, physical, spiritual, or all three, and it's ongoing and you're having to manage that. Something that really helps me is I go back to my 5 top character strengths from the VIA character strength inventory. If you haven't taken it already, I encourage you to do so, because it's going to flag to you the 5 strengths in your character. This one's a little different. It's based on positive psychology research on what leads to health and hope and optimism and well-being in human beings. And so they assess the character strengths that we have that we can utilize, because when things are going well, we're naturally utilizing our strengths and we're flowing. When things are difficult, the challenge, and this is what the model of well-being shows us, is that when we apply our top character strengths to our greatest challenge, that's when we find true well-being, because we can manage and navigate any situation. So that's what we need to do in forgiveness. One of my top character strengths is applying my faith, and you're saying, faith is a character strength? It is, because the positive psychologist, specifically Martin Seligman, they have studied people of faith, and they found that the more conservative we are, and all that means is we personally live our faith, we have greater degrees of optimism, and that greatly increases our hope, and hope is key to happiness. So that for me is I start praising and I start thanking. And so that's a great virtue that is universal to everyone, regardless of belief system. It's a virtue that we have. The two that we talk about are gratitude and humility. So when we are grateful, so I just start praising and it's on the inside of me. It helps me redirect my thinking away from what I'm perceiving as very harmful to, okay, God, you have this. Now that's what helps me. You may be saying, I don't believe that, Alexia. That's okay. You find out what your top 5 character strengths are and apply them. Some people, and I wish I had this, it's the sense of humor, playfulness, where they can do something that just completely causes laughter and joy for them, and it helps them reframe and cope with the situation a lot differently. For me, finding humor in a very serious situation is hard. I really feel my emotions. It's very natural for me. It's easy for me to internalize things. And so I have to work through that a very specific way that works for me. And it's just something that I've had to figure out through practice and consistency. So forgiveness, it's not easy. Just picture a plant that's very well rooted. Have you ever tried to pull it out of the ground? Maybe not like a tomato plant because it's not very strongly rooted. But what if it's a rose bush and you're trying to pull it out of the ground? Rose bushes, the roots go very deep in the ground. That's why they're resilient and they can grow in areas where it's more arid and dry, because they do have a deep root system and it's one strong root. So imagine you're trying to pull that out. You can't. You have to dig and dig and dig. And so if the root of the unforgiveness has been there for a while, then it's going to take a while of practicing these exercises to unroot it and to keep it unrooted. Just remember and say this after me: forgiveness changes the brain. We want our brain functioning optimally, because when it does function the best it can be, we're going to notice opportunity. We're going to have more optimism. We don't know what we don't know. What are we missing out on? So we want our brain to function in a healthy way. Research shows that forgiving someone increases the size of the brain's anterior superior temporal sulcus. The larger the amount of gray matter in this patch of cortex, the more likely we are to forgive those who have made a serious mistake by accident. The more you forgive, the more you're likely to forgive. The brain changes to accommodate a forgiveness mindset. This literally means the more you forgive, the easier it becomes. So it's a cycle. When we forgive, it rewires our brain to have a forgiveness mindset. And so when something else happens, it's easier for us to let it go and forgive. I'm reading from page 71 of Dr. Caroline Leaf's book, Think, Learn, and Succeed. The Mayo Clinic did a study. People who focused on a personal grudge had elevated blood pressure and heart rates, as well as increased muscle tension and feelings of being less in control. In this study, when asked to imagine forgiving the person who had hurt them, the participants said they felt more positive and relaxed, had a greater sense of well-being. Other studies have shown that forgiveness has a positive effect on our psychological health, which in turn impacts our physical health. So especially if it's something from the past, this is key to our recovery, whether it's something that you're working on in therapy. You know, it's good to talk about things and process them. And it's forgiveness is a real key to recovery. And when we are able to forgive, that will help us to forget. So research shows that the details of a transgression are more susceptible to being forgotten when the transgression has been forgiven. This is scientific research. Why is it important to forget it? Because when our mind is repeating it over and over, it has a certain level of control of our lives in the here and now. The past does not need to control us. The past can have a place in our lives, but it does not need to have a presence in our daily functioning that impedes us from being successful. So these are keys to let it go and move forward and heal. You may be thinking, you don't know what happened to me. This is true. However, holding on to the pain can negatively impact your health, blocking your ability to succeed in life. And so It's like a balanced scale. Okay, you don't know what happened to me. It's so difficult. And I want to live my best life now. How do I do it? That is the question that I get so many times. And the answer isn't so easy. It's not easy for people to hear. And that's okay because life isn't easy. Applying these mindsets isn't easy. Resilience isn't easy. And so what we're doing does take mental toughness. Forgiveness acknowledges the pain, reconceptualizes it, and releases the heavy burden of bitterness and resentment. So just picture a burden, something weighing us down, and then it lifts, and we feel light. Have you ever let something go? Have you ever forgiven? Just think of how you felt in the moment. And then did you take it back? And how did you feel at that time? And so all of us just need that motivation that forgiveness increases our health mentally, physically, spiritually. Please share this podcast with everyone you know. Definitely releasing and forgiving releases the toxic emotions and makes us a better person. So in the book, there are activation tips, meaning this is what helps motivate and remind us to forgive. And this is really important to remember your top five character strengths, to apply them, because this is hard. It's not easy to do. Forgiveness does not deny pain or wrongdoing. It's a choice to let go of the person who hurt you. If you're in a work situation, in any relational situation that you have to be in, a great frame of mind to have is, this is work. This is a part of my life, is a contract that I have. I provide a service and I'm compensated for it. That is what helps me create a real healthy boundary, not to internalize the actions, the words of another person, even though it may not be very kind. If you've ever been in a toxic work environment, you know what I'm talking about. When people cannot control us, they will control how others perceive us. And so what I say to that is, people, if they're smart enough, will pick up on it. It's not really healthy to scapegoat someone in the workplace or any group situation and cause the perception of other people, control the perception of other people to be negative towards that one person. If that's happening, then the healthy people in the group will be able to recognize it. That's just not right to do. Healthy people don't operate that way. So what is wrong with that person that is controlling the situation in that way? That's what helps me to get through a situation when someone is belittling, bad-mouthing, trying to affect my reputation. They can only have a limited sense of control in their mind within that arena. And, you know, I spend time with positive, healthy, happy people, and people who are happy are not going to scapegoat someone in that way. They're going to see right through that. And so I choose who I have close to me and who I entrust things to. And, you know, there's an inner circle and then there's an outer circle. And then there are people that I'm just not going to be close to. And they may not be toxic. They may just not be very connected to me in the moment. And so they're in a different level of my relating to them. And definitely we want to be professional with everyone. And that can especially be challenging in those situations when we're being perceived in a way. Forgiveness. It's really important in that moment to practice our greatest character strengths so we can be okay on the inside, regulating those thoughts and emotions. Activation tip number two. You can feel forgiveness in your body. Think of times in your life when you have forgiven someone and how it made you feel. I'm going to say the opposite. Think of a time when you were really thinking about how that person was harming you or had harmed you, and how did your body feel? Definitely, I can feel the tension in my jaw. I can feel my heart race. And I bet you my blood pressure is up if someone took my blood pressure. And that is directly affecting my body, and I'm responsible to do something about that. Forgiveness is not weakness, but rather a sign of great courage and love. Think of how forgiveness can de-escalate negative thinking and negative situations. Think of this impact on those you are in relationship with. We definitely want to be the peacemaker. So the example that I give of a toxic work environment, the recommendation in those situations is make an exit plan. I've also, you know, consulted with others to take breaks and redirect their thoughts and definitely have safe people to talk to. There's no guarantee that another work environment is going to be better or another community environment will be better. So try to work through it as much as possible. And so definitely seek help and counsel for that, because living and working in a toxic environment definitely has an effect on us, and it's greater than forgiving in the moment when it's chronic. This is something that I have experienced. It's something that I freely share with the individuals that I work with, and the decision needs to be tailored to each person. So I can't tell you what to do in a situation. I can only guide the individual to make the best decision for themselves. Activation tip: stop being angry and forgive, or you may become more angry. Whatever you think about the most will grow. So Dr. Caroline Leaf, she describes the growth that happens in our brain like a tree. Do we want those thoughts to grow like a tree in our brain? Or do we want to wire our brain to forgive and to let go and move forward? Acknowledge the issue and the attached pain and anger you feel. Just because, you know, we forgive, it doesn't make right what they did or are doing. It's just on the inside, we're not going to hold on to it. You have to be honest with yourself if you truly want to forgive someone. So, I mean, we have to be honest that, okay, I'm angry and I'm really hurt by this. That's a big step to take. Recognize that healing requires time. Give ourselves permission to heal. Just like a cut that we have, it's going to take a while. It's going to scab over. We're going to have to apply ointment to it. We may have a scar from it. And be okay with that process. Isn't it interesting that what we go through emotionally, a lot of times we can relate to it physically? That is just so interesting to me. Reconceptualize the memory, meaning find a new way to think about the person who hurt you. Think about the context. What was happening in that person's life when the hurt occurred? Why did they perhaps do what they did? What is their story? What is your story? Where are you in life? Bring it to the here and now. Do what we can about it and let go of the rest. And remember, forgiveness is incredibly good for our health. Repeat that after me. Forgiveness is incredibly good for my health. Forgiveness changes my brain. That is the one takeaway that we have today. Hello, this is Alexia Georgiou. I am a life coach. Thank you for joining me today. Please remember to like, share, and subscribe. I would love to hear from you and what you think about this podcast so far. Please send me an email at alexia@theresilientpathway.com. That's alexia@theresilientpathway.com. Be the best, create the best, choose the best. These are happy people habits.
Come stay and play at Live Casino and Hotel. Welcome to one of the biggest casinos in the country with luxurious clean rooms, upscale dining, and the grandest payouts. Now offering stay and play and all in packages, including $50 free slot play, VIP parking, VIP casino access, and more. Book now at livecasino.com or call 443-445-2929. At Arundel Mills, must be 21. Please play responsibly. For help, visit mdgambling.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER. Come stay and play at Live Casino and Hotel. Welcome to one of the biggest casinos in the country with luxurious clean rooms, upscale dining, and the grandest payouts. Now offering stay and play and all in packages, including $50 free slot play, VIP parking, VIP casino access, and more. Book now at livecasino.com or call 443-445-2929. At Arundel Mills, must be 21. Please play responsibly. For help, visit mdgambling.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.